I was a slut. I was a whore. I was that type of girl where moms told their sons to avoid because I'm not good enough for them. I was that type of girl where you would see me coming up the street and you would smile, but as soon as I would walk by or I turned my back, the smiles would dissipate. And the stares would start stabbing into my back. So many people thought that because of the life that I had chosen, that my heart, that it was calloused over, but nothing could have been farther from the truth. You see, my mom, she was also a prostitute, and every night there was always somebody new. There was always a new man that came into our home, and before he left, not a shadow of a doubt, he would make me feel lower than a dog. And that is saying something. Being lower than a dog? Really? You see, I had a void inside of me. And every year it would grow. And I realized that I could fill it. And I began filling it with stealing. Stealing anything that I could get my hands on, you know, clothes and food, just anything. And then I began filling it with sleeping around. You see, it was just all a mess. But it changed one day. That one day, it wasn't any unusual day, it was just like any other day. It started off just like it always had. I began walking through the town, and people would stare at me with their hate, and their daggers would start ripping into my flesh. With each stride, it would get faster and faster until I was hauling towards that well. The well was the social center, and I always went when there was nobody there because I didn't want to be part of that. I didn't want to hear the gossip. I didn't want to be part of the gossip. I didn't want to be the gossip. As soon as I arrived at that well, I took that rope and I was hauling that bucket up. I wanted to get that water out and I wanted to get home where it was safe. I was pulling it up and I heard a man behind me and he cleared his throat. And the instant thought that ran through my mind is really? Am I just a service? In broad daylight, you're asking for my services? Do you not see that on the inside I'm something better? I turned around to tell him off because I was ticked. I was ticked. Don't bug me. I'm just here getting my water. But as soon as I turned around, it wasn't an ordinary man. You see, it was Jesus. He looked at me with compassion, and we talked that day. He knew my past. He knew my current situation. He knew I had somebody at home that I wasn't married to. He knew everything about me. And that day was when I was filled with it. It finally filled me, and I was never, ever left empty again. The story of the woman at the well. It's a classic story. Many of us know it, and if you don't, it is in the book of John in chapter 4, and I encourage you all to read it. You see, the woman, she had a void. Just like all of us, we all have a void that we are trying to fill within ourselves. And these voids, they're like holes that we dig in the ground. And no matter what, your hole will be filled. No matter what, it will fill in. Maybe something that we can relate to a little bit better are celebrities, right? We can all relate to celebrities. We know our Hollywood celebrities. And we see them in movies. We hear them on radios. We read about them. And we see that in movies, that they're so happy in the end, that they're just so filled with joy. And then we hear them on like the radio talking about all like this funny stuff that's happening and just how happy they are. But when we take a real look at them, when we take a glance of what their real life is, how many of them are into drugs? How many of them are into alcohol? How many of them have eating disorders? So many of them end up in rehab, and even then, rehab doesn't fix them. They're left unfilled. They're not filled with it. How do you guys fill yourself? Do you fill yourself with movies, with video games, just trying to fill that void in? What about you guys? Do you guys fill yourselves in with drugs, alcohol? How about you guys? Maybe manipulating people, making them feel as though they're worth nothing, making yourself look better. I'm rowing the same boat as you guys. I really am. I fill my void with hate. I used to hate everything and everyone around me. Dishonesty, I've probably lied to most of you in here. I have filled myself with self. I'm always wanting something more, something new. I want the latest and best thing. I'm never happy with what I have because I, myself, am not filled with it. It is not within me. Well, what is it? Luckily, I have an answer for all of you guys. And if you have your Bibles, then open up to 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 2. It says, "And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains, but if I do not have what? Love. If I do not have love, I am what? I am nothing. We are nothing. We might as well be scum. You know that the dog poo that you step in with your shoe? We might as well be that. See, the woman at the well, she was scum too. She really was. She was lower than the dogs. But what happened? She was finally filled with love when she met Jesus, when she met love. In 1 John chapter 4, verse 8, it says that God is. It doesn't say he was, doesn't say he will be. It says that he is love. In Revelation 3:20, it says, "I stand at the door and knock, and those who hear, I will come in and dine with them. I will come into your heart. I will fill you." Love will come into your heart if all you do is open it up. Will you guys open up your door to your heart so that you will finally be filled and never be empty again?